Please rise for the prayers of the church. In our prayers this morning, we will uplift Camp Lutherwood as they, as the main lodge, as I shared in the beginning, burned down Friday night, and pray for the decisions and time ahead as campers are planning to be there this summer and all the details that go with that. Also for the vicar, the person that will be placed here at Peace Lutheran Church, potentially, and also the family of Joel Bond, as they gather and continue to mourn his loss and share memories, and also the Lockwood family, as we heard news this morning that Eileen passed away on Friday morning. Let us bow our heads. Let us pray to the Lord that he may hear us on behalf of the people of God and all people as they have need. Lord Jesus, although knowing about Judas' plans, you arranged for the Passover, which foreshadowed the Lord's Supper. Strengthen the faith of your people here and wherever the sacrament is celebrated as we receive the forgiveness of sins, life, and salvation which come to us through your body and blood. Lord, in your mercy. Lord Jesus, although their Lord at table, you taught your disciples the nature of true servanthood. Guide and direct all who work in the healing professions, in police departments and armed forces, in all levels of government, and in the cultivation and distribution of crops, that they see themselves as your servants for the common good, and be given the wisdom and guidance they need. Lord, in your mercy. Lord Jesus, although Peter spoke confidently, you knew that in weakness he would deny you. Yet you said he would turn and strengthen his brothers. Strengthen all whose faith is weak, those who face this day burdened by their past errors, and all who cannot comprehend the depth of your love, that they realize and rejoice in the forgiveness you so freely offer. Lord, in your mercy. In the garden, although you prayed in anguish, you asked that the Father's will be done. We remember before you especially Camp Lutherwood as they mourn and grieve the loss of the main lodge, and as they think about ways to move forward. Help them know the message of Easter, that we are a resurrection people. Lord, also for the person and the possibility of a vicar here at Peace Lutheran Church, that you, guiding that process along, would walk with this person and also walk with us as we seek to partner together in service to your name. Also, Lord, for the family of Joel Bond as they mourn his passing, and for time to celebrate and be together as a family. And for the Lockwood family, too, as they gather and as they share memories and as they travel and have closure for Eileen and celebrate the promises you offer even in death. Lord, also for Betty Hagen with some health concerns this last week, for Kai, for Dylan, Bev, Wyatt and Charlie, Haley, Paul, Forrest, Rebecca, Kylie, Jim, Gary, Sandy, Rick, Cassidy, Ron, Addie, Monty, JD, Carla, Janine, Art and Sandy, Mal Miner, Andrew Sorensen, Rick Durling, Kiera, Carlos, Kathy, Peggy, Pete, Dan, George, Anna, especially for Brian Baker as he heads into surgery this week, that you would guide those that are caring for him and also for his recovery process, and strength for Maggie as she cares for him. And finally, Larry and Mary Griffith. Grant courage to them and all who struggle with sudden crisis or long-term illness, all who are near death, and all who languish unjustly imprisoned and discriminated against, that they rely on your gracious plans. Lord, in your mercy. On the cross, although facing death yourself, you promised paradise to a criminal and proclaimed the payment for our sins finished. Grant that your Holy Spirit open the ears of those who have not heard the gospel in terms that they can understand and believe, that they rejoice with us in the forgiveness of sins and the paradise that awaits all who rely on your grace and love. Lord, in your mercy. At the end, although you could not do anything physically, you committed your spirit to the Father. Into your hands, Heavenly Father, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy for the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. We pray the prayer Jesus taught. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Congregation may be seated. This summer, we have something very exciting happening here at Peace Lutheran, first time ever. We are sending 4 youth to the National Youth Gathering in Minneapolis. And there are 2 chaperones going, George and Janice Abel. George is over here. George, wave your hand. Yep. Good luck, George, with our kids. Yep. We want everyone to experience this, though, in supporting them, but also knowing what this is about, the National Youth Gathering. Who has attended a National Youth Gathering for the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod? Karen, myself, Rick, and Kathy. Alyssa's done it. Great. This is a big event and strengthens and affirms our belief in our youth and their growth in their relationship with our Lord Jesus. We're going to show a video so that you can check it out and see what it's all about. We'll take just a few moments here, and then I'll have something else to share as well. Cool stuff. So that was like, what was that? That was a lot of stuff happening. That's 5 days. Our youth are going to be jam-packed with a lot of amazing things. I took a group, my home church, I chaperoned when I was 22 years old. I took 3 kids. All of them came back. Here's the crazy thing. 2 of the 3 are pastors now. 2 of the 3 are pastors now. That's big for me. So we're going to have a lasagna feed. Give generously for our youth on their way to Minneapolis, and where you're going to hear more about this in the weeks and in the months to come. When they come back, too, they're going to have some stories to share as well. So there will be donation baskets out in the fellowship hall, and there's also food left over from yesterday's service as well, so we're thankful for that. We close with our final closing blessing. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen. Amen.